We're talking about lung cancer screening here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Lung cancer takes lives. It causes more deaths in a year than all the colon, breast, and prostate cancer deaths combined. And there's debate in the medical community over how to screen for it, specifically when it comes to ordering up this sophisticated type of X-ray imaging called a low-dose CT scan. What do you want to know about your risk for lung cancer and how you should proceed? Have you had a CT scan for lung cancer? Have you had a chest X-ray looking for a tumor? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Jeffrey Caney is a radiology professor and chief of thoracic imaging at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Caney, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So we see, according to this recent study from the CDC, only 4% of people who are eligible for lung cancer screenings are getting them. Why is that number so low?
Well, it's a very complicated thing. First of all, that study that was published looked at data from 2010 to 2015. And lung cancer screening, the big study, the National Lung Screening Trial, wasn't published until 2011. And it wasn't until 2013 that the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force released their Grade B recommendation, and not until 2015 that Medicare provided a coverage statement for lung cancer screening. So I think the uptake initially was pretty slow while the medical community awaited guidance from the government and recommendations for screening. In the meantime, many professional organizations did put out recommendations that patients be screened. The other issue we run into, I think, is there's still, I think, a lot of lack of knowledge among patients and primary care physicians. Patients may not be aware it's available. Patients may be scared about the test, uncertain what they're going to find. There may be some patients may feel there's a stigma attached to smoking. They don't really want to talk about it. And then some of the primary care physicians may not be aware of how who is eligible for screening. Unlike other screening tests where there's a cutoff for age, it's straightforward, lung cancer screening is a bit more complicated. We have an age range, we have a smoking history range, and for former smokers, they had to have had quit in the past 15 years. So staying on top of who's eligible at each visit is a little bit more complicated.
Right, so there it's a very particular threshold. What is involved with the CT scan and this screening?
So first is required what's called a shared decision-making visit. This is about a 15-minute appointment, usually with a primary care physician, where the patient discusses the test, the risks, the benefits, the alternatives, which are not to be screened. And then at that point, the patient must receive a written order for the exam. Then they would go to a local screening center, and a CT scan is a type of medical imaging test that uses X-rays and sort of in a circular fashion. It creates a cross-sectional image of the chest. At that point, the images would be interpreted by a radiologist and recommendations for further management, whether it's continuing screening. Occasionally, patients have a finding on their CT scan that requires closer monitoring, and then only a very small number would require a more invasive test after that point.
Well, some people have been getting a chest X-ray instead of a CT scan. Can chest X-rays detect lung cancer?
Unfortunately, not. Chest X-rays have not been shown to reduce mortality from lung cancer. We do find lung cancers on chest X-ray, but it's almost always in patients who are symptomatic, coughing up blood, losing weight, having trouble breathing, and it's usually at that point where it's the opportunity for curing the lung cancer is much lower. And so current recommendations based on many decades of research have shown no value in getting chest X-rays to screen for lung cancer.
We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Caney. He's a professor of radiology and chief of thoracic imaging at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. You can join in. Have you or someone you know had lung cancer? Are you over 55, a smoker, or someone who gave up smoking recently? What are your questions about your risk for lung cancer and how you should proceed with testing? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Caney, why are the qualifications for the CT scan screening, why are they so strict?
Well, the research that was done, the National Lung Screening Trial, was a study of 55,000 patients, high-risk patients. And based on that study, they studied only the highest-risk patients. They found that age threshold of about 55 to 80 was appropriate. And then they defined heavy smokers of 30 pack years, which is a pack a day for 30 years or two packs a day for 15 years, and that we also, that former smokers had to have quit within 15 years, because we know once you quit smoking, your risk of lung cancer start to go down. And as a matter of fact, smoking cessation is the best, most effective way to reduce risk of lung cancer and the overall health benefits. And just all the requirements from a shared decision-making visit, a written order for a lung cancer screening CT, and depending whether you have private insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, the rules are a little bit different.
Are there high false positives with CT scans, or are they prone to overdiagnosis, finding things that are not threatening?
So a false positive in a lung cancer screen typically means we find a lung nodule or a little spot on a patient's lung. The majority of those nodules are benign, and the majority of those require just additional imaging, either in another year, sometimes shorter period, 6 or 3 months. And only a very small number of them would go on to have a biopsy or other invasive test. So even though they're false positives in the sense that there's an abnormality, the overwhelming majority of them don't require an invasive test. Now, overdiagnosis has been sort of debated a lot in the medical literature, and what that is finding cancers that would not affect a patient's lifespan. And built into our lung cancer screening program are guidelines for management. So although we might find a lung nodule that may be a cancer, using the best data we have, we don't always act on those right away. We may continue to screen the patient or continue to follow the nodule closely rather than jumping right to a biopsy, knowing that it may behave in a very benign manner and may not require aggressive treatment.
Should patients be concerned about radiation exposure at all with a CT scan?
So the radiation from a CT screening CT is approximately that of about 10 chest x-rays, or about a third of the amount of radiation the typical patient would receive just living in the United States over a year. In the age group we're talking about, there's really no solid data showing risks to patients. A lot of it's based on theoretical models, but given the risk of lung cancer and other health risks at that age and with that kind of smoking history, the benefits of screening, I believe, and I think many of my colleagues believe, far outweigh any risk of, or potential risk from radiation.
So if CT scans are a really good defense against lung cancer, outside of stopping smoking, of course, then why aren't they on the same page about it? What's the controversy?
Well, I think there's a lot of stigma attached to it. It's smoking is a modifiable risk factor, and I think primary care physicians and physicians in general are pressed for time during visits and want to focus on things like cholesterol screening and blood pressure and healthy lifestyle and things like that. And smokers may not wish to talk about it. Maybe they quit already and it's not in the mind of the primary care physician anymore. Some people may just not believe in it. They think it's an expensive test relative to $100 blood test or something like that, or they may think, well, the patient smoked, and even unconsciously, people may think it's just not a good use of public health resources because it's something a patient, one might say, inflicted on themselves, even though we don't like to look at it that way.
Dr. Caney, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Jeffrey Caney is a professor of radiology and chief of thoracic imaging at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Coming up, it's the latest on vaping. Federal numbers show more people who use e-cigarettes are getting sick, and health officials are warning teens and adults to put down the vape pens. Do you vape? Are you concerned about the potential side effects? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll get to that conversation in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.